Okay.
So with the internet up there now,
yeah,
is there a possibility of a DMR repeater, or is there interest in that?
Well, you want to talk to that? Speak to that issue?
I don't know, I'm going to check the bandwidth. I'm feeling like crazy in the first night for the internet source up there. Let's see, is a volunteer firefighter and gets the contacts to get first net. I'm not sure the bandwidth is that like there. I know I get cell service out there via T-Mobile, so.
I know the bandwidth requirements for DMR is low.
DMR, you would need to have a proxy or port forwarded, because you'd have to get the signaling ports out. Unless you do a proxy, because if it's over cellular, you don't have access to port forwarding. That'd be your only concern with that.
Okay. I didn't know there was any port forwarding involved in DMR. I thought it was just a connection.
If I recall, you get to port forward out the, well, the Brandmeister, not Brandmeister. The Brandmeister?
Or maybe TGIF.
Yeah, whatever.
Brandmeister.
Whatever the nodes are that are the main ID networks for the TGs.
Because I know I didn't have to port forward nothing on MyPy. Now on the D-Star side, at one time I did.
I think you have UPnP enabled on your router.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes. Yes.
What about the antenna? I mean, but that, if it's a separate repeater, you'd need a separate antenna.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to invest in a combiner.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the one option of keeping one antenna. That'd be the other concern, is just putting an antenna up there, and since it's a state-owned tower, or a county-owned tower, it has to be certified climber to put stuff on.
And the only ones that can climb a center community, a center
communications.
He's the only one that can climb the tower.
What if the 4.3 was analog digital? It could be either one, depending on how you keyed it up.
Actually, it already is, isn't it? I mean, it's got the Yaesu deal.
No.
It's not turned on, but
no, it doesn't exist.
It's
anymore.
Gone.
Oh, okay.
That controller does. I hacked that radio completely.
Okay.
The touchscreen on it only basically sets the frequency and the courtesy tone. Yeah. Every other aspect of that thing does not work. It does not ID. I am bypassing all the controls on that thing. It's the external controller.
Yeah.
And matching the impedance of signals in the controller. So modifying it's not really feasible. It'd be more easy to get a different repeater and go from there and rebuild it. Yeah. But then you lose all the things that are already in motion regarding it. So
yeah, I say let's just keep the 4.3 strictly analog.
Yeah.
And then
we can,
if we get a DMR up, I don't care if it just covers Phillipsburg for right now. At least we'll have some.
You would need like a moto turbo or
yeah,
a repeater or a Victorian repeater that supports both modes for a Phillipsburg site. You could then do an analog link to Rattlesnake. A project that I have been, I have all the parts to do it. I don't feel like buying a triplexer at the moment, is to have a repeater where I have one receiver and two transmitters. It does audio, when you come on the inside of the receiver, it will figure out what protocol you're using. You'll come in analog or DMR. And then what it'll do is do the audio processing in the controller, and then it'll transmit at analog and digital. The same time. So it's a multi-mode continuous operation repeater. I started designing the circuitry and stuff to make it happen, but the idea is to have a repeater. You can come in, I could say it'd be, NXDN, IDAS, P25, Fusion, whatever you want, and then come out both. So it's just a true multi-mode, repeater. That way you're not limited to having strictly analog or strictly digital. So that'd be something you'd have to do to truly make that interconnect with amateur radio, or just buy a bunch of Motorola,
Is that something, we talked before about the CalPERS, the possibility of looking at equipment at CalPERS?
Yeah. I need to get in a little with her. I've been busy with work and stuff. That is a repeater at the site with a UHF backhaul, a simplex UHF.
What kind of coverage do you think we could have from that? I mean, obviously the borough, we figured out that it'd be good for the borough, but outside the borough.
I used to be able to reach it from Clifton.
That's about 1600, a little bit higher than my place. My place is 1640. I think that's more like 1680.
When I used to live right behind Denny's Beer Barrel, I was able to get into that using APRS.
Okay, so just so everybody knows, so our club also has a repeater that's an APRS repeater, which is for locating your position, basically, and that's located outside of Phillipsburg at a reasonably good elevation at a private property owned by CalPERS. There's a mast behind they have a garage there, and I think Cody's acquainted with, and you are too, right?
Yeah. I think I started that whole business because I work with Georgia every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just something we tabled before that was just the idea of like wondering whether CalPERS would allow us to put any additional equipment there. And that would be a possible site for a digipeater. Is that, I don't know what kind of coverage area you were thinking about.
I was looking for something to fill in the DMR hole between Rockin' Mountain and Bellefonte. But I was not digipeater, but DMR.
Well, my plans are to hopefully put a DMR UHF at Sandy Ridge again, and then I'd like to put one in that's above Penfield, Boone Mountain, are my plans. I gotta go to Scranton to go pick up some radios we thought we lost. I got boxes of pod radios up there that I'm gonna convert over to handband and use them for that purpose, but that's currently a plan that I wanna do. I just gotta make time to do it. So I have two Digi multi-mode repeater controllers, so. We will have a multi-mode here in Phillipsburg, though.
When's that?
To get a hold of Rich. He was supposed to drop it off, but he never did. He was busy with scout stuff and doing a renovation to their scouts meeting spot. So I'll get a hold of him later today and see if I can go down pick it up at his place. But that shouldn't take me long.
Right. We can just get it on the air and that'll re. Because the KC3 BMB has been down ever since.
Yeah.
And we're just going to.
That repeater needs recapped and
Well, them things are old.
The one that I fixed that will be going there, I recapped all of it and rebuilt pretty much a lot of it.
Yeah.
Capacitors inside the radios, on the controller, the power supply. Yeah, it was a lot of work to get that thing back up and running. So.
Okay.